Special testimony to the Oakland and Battle Creek churches. A sad picture. I have no heart to write out many things that might be given for the example and practice of those who have been often reproved. Those at the center of the work have manifested an avaricious spirit. They have, as it were, clothed fraud and double dealing, conniving principles which God condemns in His work with a garment of righteousness. They have so perverted their imagination that they have supposed gain to be godliness. In the sin of Achan, theft and dissembling and covetousness were considered by God to be of such a grievous character that God said, "Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you." How will He regard the sins that are practiced among His professed people? During the week of prayer, God would have wrought in a manner you have not yet realized were it not for the corrupting principles existing in the church at the very heart of the work, where it was supposed and where it has been taught that the counsel coming therefrom was of God. But the neglect of the measures that should have been taken to cleanse from our institutions and from our church their moral defilement has brought the wrath of God upon His people. There should not be any who act as brokers among the members of the church. This influence in many ways has caused misapprehension and confusion of principles that has left a terrible curse upon the practical workings of the cause in the various conferences.